The Key Cutter's Grandson. Story by Chris Bell. Illustrated by Cheryl Orsini. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. Finders Keepers. Lei pushed his bag back onto his shoulder. How could he watch where he walked when his bag kept falling off?
Ouch!
He yelled, tripping again on the broken path. His bag burst open and books spilled over the pavement. Lei muttered crossly as he bent to pick them up. Then he saw a piece of red and white paper caught under a loose stone. Could that be...
Yes,
gasped Lei, glancing around quickly. The lunchtime crowds walked on without looking at him. Lei pretended he was picking up his books. Then he reached across and snatched the paper from under the stone. He scrunched it in his hand and began to run. He didn't stop until he fell, gasping, through the doorway of his grandfather's shop.
What's wrong with you?
Shouted the old key cutter. Lei shook his head.
Nothing, Grandfather,
he said. Lei ran to the tiny kitchen behind the shop and climbed the narrow stairs to the space above where his mother slept. He opened his hand. Crushed under his fingers lay a 100 yuan note. Lei had never held so much money in his life. He could hardly breathe for excitement. Imagine all the things I can buy, he thought.
Lei, come and help me,
shouted Grandfather from below. Quickly, Lei folded the money into a small square, pushed it inside an old sock, and stuffed it behind a broken board. Even the icy cold would not bother him tonight. He had many things to think about, all the things he could buy with 100 yuan. Chapter 2. Much to think about. That night, Lei was lying on his bamboo cot in the middle of Grandfather's shop. Nearby, he could hear Grandfather snoring. Lei huddled under his bedding. Usually, he didn't like winter nights because the cold damp crept up through the concrete floor. Tonight, he grinned in the dark. He was rich. How many days did Grandfather have to strain his eyes cutting keys to make 100 yuan? Then Lei frowned. Grandfather's eyes were always red now. His glasses were old and cracked, but he refused to buy new ones.
These glasses are good enough,
he said. Lei shook his head. When he grew up, he would be rich. He would buy Grandfather new glasses for every day of the week. The next morning, Lei walked to school slowly, stopping to look in every shop window. Then he saw them. Shiny, new shoes with long white laces. Lei looked down to see his red sock peeping out through a hole in the toe of his shoe. A man on a bicycle swerved past him.
Look out!
He yelled. Lei laughed. He could buy his own bicycle with so much money. So many choices. Lei decided that he should wait until he thought of just the right thing to buy. Chapter 3. Trouble. When Lei walked home for lunch, he heard a lot of noise ahead in the street. There was a crowd on the pavement outside Grandfather's shop.
This key does not work, shouted a lady.
Grandfather stared down his nose where his glasses had slipped.
You are not turning it properly,
he said. The woman shook her head angrily.
No,
she replied.
I tell you, this key does not work. It will not turn this way or that way.
Behind him, Lei heard a man say that the same thing happened to the key he bought here last week. Lei watched Grandfather reach into his pocket, take out 3 yuan notes, and hand them to the lady. She took the notes and hurried away, saying,
The old man cannot cut good keys anymore.
Lei's eyes widened in shock. Of course Grandfather cut good keys.
He was the best key cutter in all of Fuzhou.
The crowd moved away, but Lei stood on the street for a long time. He watched Grandfather take off his glasses and rub his red eyes. For the first time, Lei was scared. Everyone called Grandfather the old key cutter. But until that moment, Lei had never thought of Grandfather as old. Chapter 4. A Hard Choice. Lei walked inside the shop slowly. He knew he wouldn't be thinking happy thoughts tonight. Instead, he tossed and turned in his bed. He knew Grandfather didn't sleep well either. His snores were silent on this night. The next morning, Lei waited. No customers came to Grandfather's shop to have new keys cut. At lunchtime, Lei crept upstairs. He pulled away the broken board and tugged out the old sock. He would give the money to Grandfather. At first, Grandfather refused to take the money. But when night came and there were still no customers, Grandfather and Lei walked together to the glasses shop. Grandfather tried on a pair of new glasses.
I look good, eh, grandson?
He asked. Lei smiled back. He had not seen his grandfather look so young for a long time. On the way home, Grandfather shook Lei's hand.
Thank you, grandson,
he said. Lei felt some crumpled paper in his hand. He looked down to see a 10 yuan note peeping out from between his fingers. He knew tonight he would not feel cold. He had many things to think about.